What's going on, Coast Rangers? Wes here with you guys' update for Thanksgiving week, November 20th. We got a lot of stuff coming at you guys this week, but the main thing you guys need to know about is our Thanksgiving Day schedule we got going on this week. Open normal on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we are open for our 5:30 a.m. and our 8:30 a.m. Our noon class as well, but there's not going to be an endurance class on Wednesday. Thursday, we're closed for Thanksgiving. Friday, we're going to be open for open gym, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then Saturday, we're going to be open for our 9 a.m. group class. Please remember that we're going to be also closed for that open gym on Saturday as well. So a recap of our schedule this week. Monday, Tuesday, like normal. Wednesday, we're open for 5:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. noon. Thursday, we're closed. Friday, we have open gym from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So come work off some of that turkey and stuffing that you guys ate on Thanksgiving. And then Saturday, we're open for our 9 a.m. class. Got to recap, you guys. Friendsgiving. Wow. That was just amazing. We had... at one point, somebody counted, I believe, over 80 people in the gym at one time, including kids running around playing basketball and stuff, and just amazing. The community that we've been able to create at Coast Range is second to none, and it was really sitting at the end of that table and looking down, seeing everybody just chatting with one another and enjoying food that everybody brought, and yeah, it was like, wow, I really am thankful for what we have and, you know, what you guys have created at Coast Range. So we had like, I think over, we had 2 20-pound turkeys get destroyed. I believe there was also 2 probably like 10-pound hams that were gone. a whole tray of dessert items that only had a couple brownies left, I think, at the end. I know Soto brought like 3 pies and those were gone. So I think everybody left in good spirits, full, happy, and yeah, it was good stuff. Obviously, the big announcement that we had that we are going to be moving gyms come February was some exciting news that me and Megan were really excited to get out to you guys. So the coolest thing that happened, I think, after that is I probably had about 15 people come up to me and offer their services in some way to help us out with the new place, whether that be with electrical or doors or plumbing or painting or helping put in the flooring. So you guys are all amazing, and thank you so much. And I guarantee you we will definitely take you guys up on all of those offers probably. So I hope you're ready for me to cash in those checks that you guys asked and said that you'd help out. So super excited, super great success for our Friendsgiving, you guys. We can't wait to do it again next year. A couple other things I want to talk about this week. We have our nutrition video coming out this week. This time, me and Brittany are actually in the grocery store. We went to Nob Hill, did basically our normal shopping that we would do each week, but just kind of added in some tips. We actually got a chance to talk with Junior's dad, Philemon, who is the head produce guy, about like when they get some of their produce in, things to look for from when, you know, timing of shopping when it comes in. We talked with the deli guy and the guy behind the protein counter about when they get their fish deliveries and stuff in. We went over how to read a food label, some things to look out for. We go over some quick snacks that you guys can have and kind of carry around with you. And again, ways to read the food labels and make a little bit better choices there. And we also go over some tricks on like, getting into the store. You'd be surprised at the way some things that stores do to get you to spend more money. And if you can kind of like hack that and get around it, it might help you guys out a ton. One of the tricks is actually wearing some headphones when you guys go there. So watch the video to see what I'm talking about. That'll be coming out this week. And then we're going to be doing, instead of the Q&A like we did last time where we were sitting down in the gym, we had people come and kind of hang out at the gym. I think what we're going to do this week is just a live Q&A on Instagram. So I'll just probably be doing it from my house. You guys can, you know, watch live on Instagram and write your questions on there, and I'll answer them for you guys about the video that comes out this week. That's all I got really for this week, you guys, as far as like stuff coming up, just that Thanksgiving schedule, the nutrition video that's coming out. I hope you guys are enjoying those. And then final thing I got for you is just the tip of the week. We are going into Thanksgiving, and I'm hoping to give you guys something that might help you out when you're hanging out with the family, and maybe you're trying to hold yourself true to some good nutrition stuff. So one of the tricks that I like to do during Thanksgiving dinner is when I'm serving up my plate, I double up my protein. So the normal amount of protein that I'd put on my plate, like turkey or ham or whatever it's going to be, I'll put double the amount of protein on my plate, and then I'll put whatever else I want on the plate, whether that be like sweet potatoes or stuffing or some rolls or some cranberry sauce, right? Now, when I sit down, I have to eat all of the protein first. So it's kind of my way of filling myself up a little bit. And then I notice every time I do that, I end up always eating. I'm not going to lie. Whatever else is on my plate, but I usually won't go back for seconds. The protein kind of sits in the stomach a little bit, fills me up a little bit quicker, and I end up usually not going back for seconds. So if you're looking to try to stay on track a little bit during this Thanksgiving, that's one of my tips for you, is double up on the protein, eat all of that first, and see if that helps fill you up so you don't go back for second or third on all of that insulin spiking carbs, beautiful stuff that we have on Thanksgiving. Don't forget, you guys, I got this stuff on iTunes for you, so please head on over to iTunes and subscribe, and then leave a comment on there on some tips that you guys want to hear. So that's why I've been looking to see if you guys are writing anything, and then I can give you guys some tips each week to help you out either with nutrition or with fitness or with health. No question is out of bounds. So head on over to iTunes, search Coast Range CrossFit. And while you're there, if you want to give a rating on the podcast, that would help out a lot too. And we will see you guys next week. I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving.